Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey girl, welcome back to our Habit Loop Bootcamp series. This is episode 6 of this 7-part series. So that means we're almost done. I hope you have enjoyed this and really see some small wins, right? We get so caught up in the big, huge wins and trying to do it all, right? That all or nothing mentality. But habit loops really help give you a way to take action that isn't overwhelming. And I hope after you establish a habit loop and it's going and you're building that confidence and momentum, and most importantly, consistency over time, you're able to see how that becomes so automatic and part of your lifestyle where you're able to start adding on more habits. I wanted to talk about some higher level habit strategy with you today, and that's all around the difference between daily, weekly, and monthly habit loops and how to habit hack this. How many H words can I say in a row? So a lot of times when we're creating habit loops, a lot of times we just think of the daily, right? But you already have a lot of weekly and monthly habit loops already in place. Maybe a weekly one, like one that we teach inside of our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course, which you can always get, it's linked in the show notes, is a weekly Sunday reset where we use a 21-day trifecta system that I teach, of course, from that Atomic Habit Hacking System for Women, where we are setting our goals for the week, our habit loops, having some big intentions going into the week. you might have something like that already in place too. Maybe every week you get out your calendar and you plan out what you're going to be doing throughout the week. You have some type of habit loop in place. Or maybe you have a monthly habit loop in place where maybe the last Sunday of the month after you get home from church, you sit down with your husband and you have like a budget date and you go over your expenses from the past month and what to focus on for the next month. Hey, Habit Hacker, cutting in real quick to share one of my fave food freedom habit hacks to save you time, save money, and still eat healthy. And that is Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat in 2-minute meals. This is a game changer, girlfriend. There are over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, which is my favorite, and even Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. This is super helpful to combat food boredom too. I love to include a habit of planning out my Factor meals in my weekly Sunday reset to ensure I have healthy meals to eat during my busy week of teaching classes, recording podcast episodes, working with clients, and being mom Uber for my boys. So head to factormeals.com/habit50 and use the code habit50 to get 50% off. That's code habit50, H-A-B-I-T-5-0 at factormeals.com/habit50 to get 50% off. I can't wait to hear what you think of Factor. Okay, let's get back to the show. You already have some of these in place. And I think it's really great from the perspective of health to sit down and think about some cue routine rewards, either around your food freedom, your mindset, or movement, to be even more intentional towards reaching your goals. Now, if you need some help creating some habit loops, come take the 3-day habit loop challenge. It's linked in the show notes for you. It's completely free, and learn how to create some really intentional habit loops to get you going and build consistency over time. Once that is feeling like fluid and automatic, then I want you to dig deeper into some monthly and weekly habit loops. So let's just give you some examples, right, of some weekly and monthly habit loops around food, for example. So a weekly one, like I just kind of alluded to, choose a day of the week is your cue to plan your meals and grocery shop. Routine, take time to plan your meals for the upcoming week, place your grocery order, go pick them up. The reward is to reduce stress throughout the week, knowing that your meals are planned, ingredients are on hand, you are good to go versus flying by the seat of your pants. Or a monthly one could be to actually sit down and journal on your food freedom, like reflect on the foods that you ate this past month and how amazing it felt, maybe based on the interactions you had, the social interactions, or the health goals you were reaching towards. That cue could be doing it every week, or I'm sorry, at the end of the month, and really reflecting on like, wow, I wish I would have ate some more produce. I was really focused on protein, but I need to add more produce into my life, more fruits and veggies. The reward is you have a plan towards your health goals for the next month, right? We have to sit back and reflect sometimes, and as hard as that is, it will really help give you that momentum towards reaching your health goals. Now, what about movement? Well, an example of a monthly habit loop might be the cue is set a reminder at the beginning of the month to review your exercise routine and goals, right? The routine is schedule yourself for a 5K. I had a one-on-one client one time who was enrolling herself in a lot of different 5Ks to give her some goals to chase after. I don't know if she was even doing it with any friends. Just being able to have that momentum and something to look forward to each month was really fun for her. And the reward on the other side is she was moving towards reaching her health goals. I love that so much. Now let's give you a monthly mindset habit loop to talk about and a weekly one. Oh, I forgot a weekly exercise habit loop. All right, let me rewind. So maybe a cue could be choose a consistent day and time each week for a longer workout. Okay. You know, maybe you want to be able to go for like a longer walk. So maybe it's every Sunday you do that. The cue is every Sunday at noon, you go for a walk. The actual routine is going for that walk, maybe even with your family. And the reward on the other side is you have maybe a little bit more mental clarity and moving towards those health goals. Okay. Now let's talk about our mindset weekly and monthly habit loops. So a weekly mindset habit loop could be to sit down and journal, reflect on your accomplishments and challenges throughout the week. I think it's really great to sit down and do that and set aside some time to really review your progress towards your goals and celebrate what you are achieving, right? We teach a 21-day reward cycle where we actually lean into like celebrating ourselves because we're so like not good at doing that. We celebrate everyone else but ourselves. And the reward is just that sense of satisfaction and pride. And then lastly, a monthly mindset habit loop is to set a reminder at the beginning of each month. You know, maybe it's the first Sunday of every month and maybe the actual first day of the month. And I want you to sit down and journal and reflect on just like your emotional well-being, your mental health. Just journal and let the words just spill out and see what comes out. The reward is maybe a little bit more increased self-awareness and the opportunity to really prioritize self-care into the next month. So a bonus habit hack for you around this is to set some reminders on your calendar for those weekly and monthly habits and then track on the other side so you actually do them. So like do like your digital calendar, maybe you do a Google calendar and actually set those reminders. I actually do that for some things that I have to do in my business weekly and monthly, and it helps hold me accountable versus just having it all in my head, right? Sometimes we got to get it out. But we have to be intentional. Habit loops, of course, help you do this. And you got this, girl. I can't wait to hear about your wins. If you're ready to work together, join the accelerator. We have bi-monthly group coaching calls if you need some more customization or even one-on-one coaching. I am rooting for you. Let me know if this habit loop episode was useful. And if you're ready for that next level habit strategy, start thinking of those habit loops for your not only your daily, but your monthly and weekly habits. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.